Hello.
Hello, Chris.
Yep.
It's Roy. I left that note on your car last week.
Oh, Roy. Yep. Roy, Roy, Roy.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm at work right now, Roy.
Oh, where do you work at?
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm working for UPS.
Oh, okay. Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm so sorry, Roy. I might have to... very busy right now, but yeah, I do have to talk to you about that.
Oh, how come?
I got to talk to you about that because, you know what? I can't talk right now.
Oh, just tell me.
Give me a call back tomorrow.
Just give me a quick preview of what we have to talk about.
Actually, you know what? I can't talk right now.
Oh, come on. You're driving me crazy. Come on.
Well, I can't because I'm at the UPS store and I'm picking up right now.
It's cool. It's just really quick. You could have done it by now. What happened?
Well, the note said that you scratched my car, and I saw nothing.
Yeah, I
saw nothing on the car.
Scratches. So, it's a term. It's a stoner term. I was in the back seat of your car hotboxing. I was sitting back there smoking a joint.
Okay.
That's all. I didn't hurt anything. I just... I wanted to let you know in case you smelled it.
Okay. You know what? I didn't smell it.
Okay.
And right now, Roy, you're making no sense.
Why do you say that?
So now...
Uh-oh.
So now... crap. I'm gonna have to... really get off the phone because you...
oh.
You weren't in my car.
You're gonna have to double get off the phone.
You weren't in my car, so.
Yeah, I was just in there for like 10 minutes tops. I was just smoking a joint. That's all.
No, you weren't.
Yeah, why do you say I wasn't?
Because you know, because I didn't smell anything.
I know, but I had the window cracked, so that's probably why. Just a little bit, you know. I didn't want to suffocate in there. And I left the doors open for a while to air it out. I turned on the vents.
What are you talking about? What are you talking about right now?
I'm letting you know that's why you didn't smell it. I'm a nice guy about it. I'm not going to leave you with the smelly car. But I just
you never was in my car. Who is this?
Just for 10 minutes. I just smoked a quick joint. No big deal. Okay.
Let me check my phone.
I thought you had to get going.
626-269. Hmm. That's I'm gonna have to. I'm gonna call you back tomorrow.
For what? But I didn't even do anything. Why do you have to call me back?
Because for one thing, I don't know who you are.
I'm Roy.
And you're talking crazy.
I'm not talking crazy. I just had a joint. I didn't have anywhere to smoke it.
I think you're high right now.
Maybe.
I think you're high right now.
Maybe a little.
And you left a note, on my truck saying crazy shit, okay?
What was on the note?
It's dark outside, and I'm loading up this shit, and I really don't have time for this.
I noticed you don't have much time right now. What did the note say?
It said, sorry, bro.
That's nice of me.
That's your car. Sorry, bro. I scratched your car.
Yeah, that's what I call people to be nice.
Yeah, and I didn't see anything, and said, what did it say? Roy.
Yeah, that's my name.
Who is Roy?
That's me. I'm Roy.
Okay. What are you doing?
So no harm, no foul. That's what I always say. I guess we don't have anything to talk about. I just. Wanted to let you know, just in case you smelled from when I was sitting in your seat.
Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Roy.
You're welcome.
I'll be turning this number over to the cops also.
Why? For what? For me doing nothing? I didn't do anything.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'm at work, and I'll talk to you later.
Okay. What are you doing at work? Are you unloading a truck?
No, I'm loading. I'm loading a UPS truck.
How heavy are the boxes?
They're heavy enough for me. to not talk to you right now.
You know, you won't have to do that much longer. They're going to have robots to do all of this. They're going to have drones and self-driving UPS trucks. You don't have to worry about it. You're going to be out of a job before you know it. Everything will be fine.
I saw that on YouTube, but that's years from now. I'm not worried about that.
Oh, no, that's like 3 years away.
No, I'm not worried about that.
It's right around the corner. That's the problem. See, nobody's worried about it. It's just going to sneak up on us. We're all going to be jobless.
Well, thanks a lot for making my night better.
No, no problem. It's good to be blunt and honest and stuff.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Okay, Roy, you have a great night.
Just trying to help, that's all. Where do you have to... Oh. Wanted to know where he had to go next.
Broadcasting from the PLA Situation Room in Roy, New Mexico, you're listening to The Snowplow Show.
Now it's time.
Cactus.
You've got to be crapping my balls.
Cactus.
I think this call is a hoe.
Cactus.
They're calling me a hobo.
Cactus.
Roy, the retarded boy.
Cactus. How about if I come down and punch your head off?
Cactus.
You're blowing smoke up my ass.
Cactus.
Get off this fucking phone. Leave me alone.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to The Snowplow Show. This is episode 625. And guess what? It's March 25th, 2020. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Who was you wanting?
I'll transfer your car to him.
Oh, no, I don't want to be transferred. This show is sponsored by The Least Creative, Lushkin, Another Prank Call Show, Tokius Pocus, and Benjamin P. Those are the people that keep this show happening over on the Patreon.
They get
an extra show every single week, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, what about you located after on that TV program, sir?
Oh, it's not a TV program. It's a podcast. We're located in Roy, New Mexico, and I have some bad news for the people who were going to go to Lemon Drop this coming month. Operation Lemon Drop, it's been canceled. It was going to be in San Jose, California. I bet.
Uh-huh.
Can you guess what shut it down?
No, I can't. I wouldn't have a first clue.
Take one guess. One guess of what shut down a public meetup.
I guess where they couldn't get to the hockey hall.
The hockey hall?
That'd be my guess.
God damn it, no. Listen, it's the coronavirus, okay? The coronavirus has officially canceled the meetup. It's not going to be happening in April. Dwight said he might reschedule it for, just later in the year, but he didn't say exactly when.
The Wyatt Gregory you're talking about?
Yeah, the Wyatt Wrigley.
The Wyatt Gregory. He's one usually over that.
Look,
over
just
that,
shut up.
Situation.
Just shut up. We've got a great show for all of you today.
Uh-huh.
I think that's all the announcements we have. Lemon Drop.
Okay, yeah. Anyway, you come in here and help me do my laundry, because I'm in here at this laundromat. I can't get all my clothes right, because everybody's in here going crazy.
I'm sorry, I can't help you with your laundry.
Really?
This guy talking in the background, everyone, he's from the Daisy Show. We talked to him last week, and he was called again.
Where's he at now?
He went to the video store. He's returning a VHS tape.
Oh, okay. Wonder what's on his VHS tape.
Who knows? I don't know. Probably a movie that he rented from the video store.
Probably coronavirus or something like that.
Yeah, something.
A movie.
Just be quiet. Look, we gotta do a show today. Got a lot of calls to make. I'm gonna do some requests and stuff.
Go right ahead there, Junior Homer, whoever. Who did you say your name was again? I forgot there again.
My name is Roy Gerbel.
Roy, you're Eddie D. Roy Mercer. Oh, hell, glad to meet you.
Roy D. Mercer, what are you talking about? Who the fuck is that?
Eddie Roy D. Mercer. You ever met him? He's a damn good talk show audience man in Texas or somewhere.
He sounds kind of like a big boy.
I don't have no idea. Eddie Roy Mercer. If you ain't heard of Eddie Roy D. Mercer, you ain't here to know.
Anyway, shut up. Shut up. We're going to do some calls.
Yeah, go ahead. Eddie Roy Mercer.
I will do some calls. I'm going to do some requests today, and I'm going to start out with this email that I got from Molly Cactus. She says, "Hey, Brad, my friend introduced me to PLA last month. I spent last week listening to your content. Below is a list of friends you can prank, and it's a list of names, phone numbers, ideas. She wants me to mostly change their phone numbers, which I am completely okay with. That sounds like a great idea. So we're going to start with the first one on the list. Her name is Brandy, and all it says on here is do a number change."
Hello.
Hey, could I talk to Brandy, please?
This ain't no Brandy. You got the wrong number. This is Rico. This ain't no Brandy.
Don't lie to me, fake Rico. Put Brandy on the fucking phone. This is her cell carrier.
Who the fuck are you talking to? This is my suck a dick and
no. I have Brandy's. We're off to a great start, Molly. Give me wrong numbers. Either that or Rico is just a very jealous boyfriend. Next, we're gonna call Grega. It's spelled Gregg, so it's Grega. He's from Wisconsin, but he teaches in Maryland. Tell him you're going to change his number to a Maryland number. That will set him off. Oh, yeah, because he can't be using an out-of-state area code if he's in Maryland all the time. Who does that?
Yellow Greg.
Hello, Grega. This is Roy from AT&T. I'm calling about your account. We changed your number today. The 608 number.
You're calling from AT&T?
Yes, your carrier, your cell carrier. We are changing your number today. I just wanted to give you your new phone number.
You can't do that. And B, you're not AT&T, and you're not my carrier.
I absolutely am too, AT&T. You were originally with AT&T. I know you ported to somebody else. But originally, you're with AT&T. I'm not stupid, sir. But we know that you're not local to 608 anymore. What?
I said, I know you're not stupid. I was saying that you weren't because I thought you were a spammer.
Oh.
Okay, not because you're stupid. Well, anytime somebody calls me up and says, I am your carrier and you're not my carrier, then I start suspecting that you're a spammer. So
I see. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm not a spammer. I'm just calling to give you your new phone number. You have a new phone number. This 5-1 no longer works for you.
How can you do that? That phone number is in 4,000 places. It's in publications. It's in books. If you cut that number off, are you going to forward all the calls that go to that number forever to my phone?
Oh, no. We're going to assign it to somebody else.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. But anyway, you're not okay.
It's not okay.
But you're not local to the 608 area code anymore.
It doesn't matter. Nobody is local. Everybody in the world is in a different place than they were when they got their first phone, and they all have their
Do you write philosophy books? Is that what this is?
No, I'm not saying it's a philosophy.
You're trying to be all deep with me.
No, I'm not. I'm saying that you're going to have to change the phone number of almost everybody in the United States who's an adult.
Okay, well, we're starting with you. We've changed your number. We've given you a 240 area code. If you want to change that to maybe a 301 or something, that's fine too.
No, I'm sorry. Do not change my number. You do not have permission to just arbitrarily change my number. I have never seen anything about this. Do not change my number until I have a chance to lodge an official protest.
Oh, no.
Because
no,
there is absolutely...
It's basically done. Like, I'm in the middle of changing it on your account right now. I just got to finish hitting the sequence.
Stop changing it on my account. Stop changing it on my account because I'm going to be filing a class action suit. And
no.
So you don't want to do that.
No.
You don't want to do that. Yes.
No.
I am. There is no way that I can go to all the places that have my phone number and change it.
Well, you should have thought about that before you depended on a phone number. Maybe you give people your email.
What do you mean? Wait. I should have thought about it before I depended on a phone number. What does depended on a phone number mean?
Well, why don't you just give out your email address or your, Twitter handle or something?
How can I give my email address out to people to call me?
You figure it out, smart guy.
What do you mean, I figured out, smart guy?
Well, it just seems like you've been giving me shit on this entire call from the very beginning for no reason at all. You're just looking for something to complain about.
No.
I just...
Hold on. Stop. I already explained to you that you called up and introduced me as being from my carrier. So I thought you were a spammer because you are not my carrier.
Yeah, I was
You were my carrier many years ago.
Yeah, you fired us. So what do we give
and
a shit?
That,
like,
what?
You fired us as a carrier.
Yes, but you said, hi, I'm AT&T. I am your carrier, and you aren't now. So I thought you were a spammer, and so that's why I reacted the way I did. And I explained that to you, and I stopped giving you abuse as soon as you said, oh, you were the carrier originally. And I said, oh, okay, now I understand, all right? So we're okay on that front. But you can't just change my phone number because I have absolutely no way of contacting the gazillions of people who have that phone number. And that's my doctors, my medical. I have a cardiac condition. This is the emergency number. This is the way all these people are supposed to get hold of me. And you're going to change it to some number that nobody in the world knows. And they don't know that this is no longer my number.
We'll just give it to the important people. You don't have to give it to all one gazillion
of
them.
I can't give it to the important people. I don't know who they all are. I don't know all the people. I filed it on legal forms. I fill it out there's all sorts of forms that I filled out that's the legal, that's my contact number.
Can't you just tweet? Tweet out your new phone number.
So
say, hey, everyone, this is my new phone number.
My doctor? You think my doctor is on my Twitter? It's on my Twitter. You can't tweet it.
Well, come on. I think you don't have a gazillion doctors.
So how many? Well, I've got about six, seven.
Okay.
But that's not the only thing.
That's closer to zero than a gazillion.
No. I didn't say I had a gazillion doctors. I said I have a gazillion people who have my number. So how many people have you just called up and told them that you've canceled their phone number, that their phone number is no longer going to work?
Quite a few. Like a lot, actually. They usually get about as pissed as you are right now.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you don't even live in Wisconsin anymore, so what do you need a Wisconsin number for?
Nobody lives there.
What?
You're going to change my son's...
Lots of people live in Wisconsin.
No. Nobody lives in a very large percentage of the population does not live in the same area code where they when they got their phone.
Here we go again.
Got their first phone.
If a tree falls in the forest, something like that, I don't know. You weird philosophy types.
This is not a philosophy.
Okay,
this
look.
Statistics.
Grega.
What percentage?
Grega. Grega.
What does Grega mean?
Well, you have two G's.
Yeah, that's how you spell Greg.
No,
but
it's pronounced
ahead.
Grega. You were right.
It is not pronounced Grega. It is not pronounced. Where did you decide that G-R-E-G-G was pronounced Grega?
Why would there be the extra G on there if it wasn't Grega?
Because so that you know that it's not a nickname for Gregory.
Doesn't Gregory have two G's?
No.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well, it has. It was Gregory.
I think people could spell it however they want. I mean, you know, people name their kids Hitler and stuff.
let's move off of that topic.
Okay, Grega.
Please.
You were right in the beginning. I'm a scammer. I'm not with your carrier. I didn't change your number. I was going to try and get your credit card information. So congratulations. Your number's not changing. You're welcome. You're welcome. Say thank you. I'm a scammer. That's all. I'm just a scammer.
So how are we going to get my credit card information?
I you know, at this point, you threw me so far off base, I don't even remember.
I've forgotten how to scam. I think I'm going to do something else with my life from now on. Thank you. Thank you for that, Grega.
Okay.
So that's it. That's the end. I'm not changing your phone number to Maryland.
All right.
It was just a joke. I was just joshing with you.
Okay.
I'm sorry. Do you see the humor in it, though, now?
Say what?
Do you see the humor in it now? Like, now that time's passed.
Okay. Well, no, except that I was in the middle of another call that you disturbed with all that, so...
Who was it a call to? Who were you talking to?
Another of my colleagues were designing a system for people with disabilities. And
oh, that didn't sound that important.
I have to get back to that.
Yeah, you can tell them about this crazy call you got now, and it'll lighten the mood.
All right. Bye-bye.
You get to tell a lot of people about this, and it'll be funny, and it'll start conversations. Can you just thank me for you know, not changing your number, at least?
What did you say?
Can you thank me for not changing your phone number?
Thank you for giving me grief for 10 minutes.
Well, it was kind of funny, though, wasn't it?
No, it was not very funny.
Well, you'll see the humor in it in a couple days, I bet.
Bye-bye.
You will, and you'll tell people about it, and you guys will have a good laugh, and you're welcome for that. You haven't said thank you once in this whole call.
Because I'm waiting for you to do something that I would thank you for.
I gave you a fun story to tell. You're welcome. Say thank you.
Okay.
Say thank you. Say thank you.
Thank you. How's that?
Oh, man. Thank you. Thank you. That makes me feel so much better.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye, Grega. Molly, you gave me the phone number of someone with a heart condition. You want to give Grega a heart attack or something? I think he enjoyed it in the end, though. I like how he didn't question that I was from Maryland. Because if I was a scammer, how would I know he lived in Maryland or worked in Maryland with a Wisconsin area code? I bet you he'll think about that soon. Oh, that reminds me. Somebody gave me a different way to check on phone numbers. Let me see if I can find that. Because remember, 411 wasn't working for me, and now it is, so I'm just using 411 again. But somebody sent me this other site, freecarrierlookup.com, and I'm going to go to it right now. Seems pretty simple. I got to do a CAPTCHA, though. What's 8 plus 7, everyone? It's a really old CAPTCHA. Oh, look at that. Okay, so 411 told me that Grega's phone number was owned by AT&T, which is what it shows on 411.com. That's old information, which Grega confirmed. That was his old carrier. But if I go to freecarrierlookup.com and put Grega's phone number in there, it tells me Verizon Wireless, which is his current carrier. He also confirmed that for me. So freecarrierlookup.com, that's the clear winner here. If any of you want to know which carrier somebody's with, go to freecarrierlookup.com. Thank you, whoever sent this to me. I've forgotten who did. The CAPTCHA is a little annoying. I have to do a math problem every single time. Let's try Brandy again. You know, maybe Rico will be out of the room so she can pick up the phone without fear of Rico interfering.
I'm sorry, but the person you called...
He has shut off her phone, so guys can't call her anymore. Sorry to get you in trouble, Brandy. Next, we've got Bazad. Sure, I'm pronouncing that wrong. You can do anything with him, but note he is quick to hang up. And she has some good points on these other phone numbers. Those phone numbers end with 00, so those would be good to assign to a business. Be like, you can't have a 00 number. You're not a business. There's two of them like that. But Bazad's phone number ends with 6666. So obviously that's a business line for a satanic church or something.
Hello?
Hi, Bazad.
Yeah.
Hi, this is Grega from Verizon Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're changing your phone number today. This one that ends with 6666, we're changing.
Why are you changing?
A business wants it, because, you know, it's an easy-to-remember number. It's, you know, all sixes.
No, I'm sorry, I cannot, because I already used that number. I'm teaching, so I cannot give that number to anyone.
Oh, well,
I'm not already on the class, so I cannot use that one. I'm sorry.
But you're not a business, and these... Well, you were right. He's quick to hang up. Molly wants me to call three other people, and none of them are answering right now. So I'm going to hold on this list, Molly, and I promise I will give these last three people a try. Oh, and on the bottom she says, have fun with these. Once this corona thing's over, I will become a supporter on Patreon. Until then, I will have to listen with my friend. What the hell? Molly's pirating her hobo-sodes. I can't believe that. No, I'm kidding. That's fine. Thank you in advance if you do that. All right, here is one from Buck. He says, hey, Brad, I was catching up with the show, heard your request for grandma calls on episode 617. I have an interesting idea for you on this one. My great-grandma has no caller ID because it's too expensive. Everyone calling her knows that she has a signal system where you call, ring the line one time or two times, depending on the person, hang up, and then call back. That's very sneaky. That's kind of like those fake collect calls in the 90s or early 2000s, where when they ask your name, you're like, my name is Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy. Your great-grandma's kind of sneaky. So I was thinking it might be a good call for if you called her up and said you're from AT&T, say her number's been flagged in the system because she uses her signals and accuse her of some wacky shenanigans. Obviously, when calling, you would have to use the signal system or she will not pick up. Ensure you leave a good pause between the callback. I would suggest trying the ring once, hang up, and call back first. But if you get no answer, ring twice, then hang up. And oh, wow, this is complicated. So her name is Josephine. And first, I'm going to ring the phone one time. That was kind of a half a ring. There, that's probably enough. All right, now I'm going to wait a second so I can send my illegal signal to Josephine. This is so sketchy. I feel dirty doing this.
Hello.
Hello, Josephine?
Yeah.
Hey, this is Grega from AT&T.
Yeah.
We've noticed on our computers here that you've been using illegal signaling.
What do you mean illegal?
On your line, you're trying to get out of paying for a caller ID box. So you're making people set up signals. This is just like that old TV commercial, that Bob, we had a baby, it's a boy thing.
No, wait, I don't follow you.
What?
I'm trying to get out of doing what?
You're trying to get out of paying for caller ID. Come on, it's not that much. It's only...
Caller ID?
Yeah.
I don't have caller ID.
I know, you don't need it because you're tricking our system. You're using signals. You're having people ring once to get you to pick up.
Oh, I see what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're tricking. You're tricking the system.
Well, I'm not really tricking anybody. You know what? You should see the calls I get, the silly calls I get.
Yeah, but
the crazy, the crazy calls.
Well, that's just a part of life. You just got to deal with it like the rest of us. I get crazy calls.
Oh, I'm telling you. I can't get over the calls that I get. I get really, really sick.
Well, what kind of, like what, are they perverts?
Well, not perverts, but I can't even describe to you, and I can't even think of, but that's all I get. Whenever my phone calls, that's what I, because I don't have too many calls that call me. I'm a senior, I don't get too many calls. It's my children.
Yeah.
My children.
Well, you should just not give your phone number to the weirdos. And then they won't call you and you won't have to use...
No, I don't give them to the weirdos. I don't know where they're getting them.
Oh.
Where are they getting my calls?
I don't know, like, but...
Is there a way in that AT&T where I could have a call? Like, when we had the books, I had it unlisted. My number unlisted in that phone book, you know.
Hmm.
When we had those big phone books. And
yeah,
out, you
biggie
know.
Big ones.
Nick, is there any way now where you can put your phone unlisted?
Yeah, but, like, who gave you the idea to use illegal signals?
I just came up with it, I guess.
Oh, my gosh. You're a mastermind criminal.
What?
You're a mastermind criminal.
I just asked my daughter if you'd call me, ring me one time, and I'll know too, that's all.
I bet you you're one of those people that used to use those blue boxes back in the 70s.
What's that?
You know those technology boxes things that would get around long distance rates and you'd call people for free in other countries?
Oh, no.
Because just like that.
No, I didn't have that. No,
okay, well, I was just testing you, just to make sure.
All right. Okay. I should know it.
You what?
Should know it.
Yeah.
You want me to stop it?
No, you can still do the signals. I was actually kidding. That's not even illegal.
Yeah, okay. I only have a couple that do that anyway. Only my son and my daughter, that's all.
How come you just don't get caller ID?
Well, because I try to keep... I don't get hardly anything in Social Security.
Yeah.
And I try to keep my bills down, you know.
It's only an extra $18 a month.
It's $18 to get that. Yeah, my kids tell me, why don't you get that, you know, to get that, you know. I'll think about it. And
you're like, listen here, kids, just learn how to signal. Do my illegal signaling scheme. Blink once, blink twice, I don't know. I don't know how your scheme works.
No, I just ring one time, like my daughter, that's all. I only have two, that's all, my daughter and my son.
Yeah, I saw it coming up on the computer here, like everyone was calling you like that. I'm like, oh,
no.
I see what she's up to.
No, I only have two, my daughter and my son.
I know, but like I noticed, because I just sit here at the switchboard and I just watch your line all day. And I saw people were calling in and then just hanging up and then calling back. And those were the ones you picked up for. So I just wanted to call you and be like, aha! I know what you're doing, lady.
Okay, so there's no problem.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's like, I don't think the phone company even cares.
All right. Thank you very much.
If I wasn't afraid of getting in trouble, I'd give you free caller ID. But they'd probably catch me and I'd get in trouble.
Oh, I should be, yeah.
What?
Well, not, like I say, I only have two, but it's only my daughter and my son, you know. I can't hardly get away with these scams. I had one, the other day. We checked your credit, and on your three credit cards, you got good credit, so we're not going to charge you any interest. I said, listen, I don't have any credit cards. I don't have any credit cards.
Was it a robot lady?
So that's one. That was one. That was one call.
Mm-hmm.
Not some old man called, and I couldn't hardly understand him. He said, who is this? I said, what do you mean, who is this? I said, you called my number. Who are you? And I said, listen, you got the wrong number, and I hung up.
Oh, you should have talked to him. You might have cooked up like an awesome romance.
No, and I'm not looking for any.
Yeah, but you know, like he may have been the one for you.
No, not really.
You know when these scammers call, you should just flirt with him.
Oh, I don't want to be bothered like that.
Okay,
I really
don't
want to be bothered.
Okay,
you've been very nice. So, all right, that's it?
Oh, yeah, that's it. I just wanted to let you know I figured out your scheme.
All right. Now, it's only for my daughter and my son that I do the business. Like I say, I'm getting all these crazy calls.
You're a sneaky woman.
Oh, come on. No, I'm not.
Yes, you're a very sneaky woman.
I'm not really.
But, well, you kind of are because you're doing all this signaling stuff, so you're very sneaky. But you know what? I respect that.
Oh, all right, thank you.
Good for you, figuring out a way how to not pay for caller ID.
All right, thank you.
Right. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye. I love you. Well, that was just kind of weird. That was not really a prank call at all, was it? That was just me talking to some old lady. And I didn't want to piss her off. She sounds so nice, you know? I don't want her to stop using her signaling thing. Then she can't talk to her family. So thanks for that one, Buck. I'm sorry if I didn't do anything amazing on this one, but she was fun to talk to at least. Here is a request from Benny. He wants me to call someone named Christina. She is a local neighbor of his because he sent me a screenshot of her complaining on Nextdoor about the neighbor's dogs peeing and pooping on her lawn. She says, I use my hands to clean my landscape. I have a Ring camera. I can see everything. It hurts me that people do not appreciate the hard work I am trying to do at my corner lot. Loss for you and me, neighbor. My dogs will never do that in your property. Oh, and I forgot the most important part. Do not let your dog peeing or pooping. And someone replied, people should always pick up their dog's poop, but you expect them to carry a bounty around to dab up the pee? And she replies, simple. they can use their yard and their plants. That's what she sounds like. So I'm going to call up Christina.
Hello?
Hi, is Christina there?
Christina who?
I'm your neighbor. Okay. This is Roy in Oaksville Place.
Roy who? I'm sorry.
Roy Gerbel. I'm your neighbor. I live down the street in the blue house.
Okay. Sorry about that. Yep.
It's okay.
She's supposed to be coming soon. She went to see her daughter. You need her for something?
I was just, me and my metal detecting group, we're going to be coming down to your house here in a little bit, and we're going to be metal detecting in your yard.
Any particular thing you guys are metal detecting?
Oh, you know, just whatever we find. We're just going to be metal detecting all over your lawn and just looking for, anything underground. We'll be digging it up. And if we find anything that looks super valuable, we'll share it with you.
Okay, so what is the occasion of that? Shortage of money or nothing to do? Okay.
What?
Hello?
What?
I mean, what is the occasion? What is the occasion of that?
Oh, we're just nothing better to do. So we're a metal detecting club.
Okay. So can you do it not on the backyard, only the front yard?
Oh, no, we're going to do the front and the back.
Okay. Let me give you Christina.
Okay, that sounds great. Thank God she's there.
Who is talking?
Oh, hey, it's Roy. I'm your neighbor. Me and my metal detecting club, we're going to come to your house tonight, and we're going to do metal detecting on your lawn.
I don't need that.
Oh, no, it's just for us. We're a metal detecting club. I wanted to find out, is it okay if I bring my dog with me?
Oh, no, don't do that. I mean, I prefer not.
Okay, so just small dogs then?
You know, present to Sanctuary, you know? No, listen. I don't like. It's better to not do it, Roy, if you don't mind. Okay.
Well, no, we're just gonna like run our metal detectors all over your front lawn and your back lawn, and look.
No, sir. Thank you.
We're gonna look for metal things. Bye. No, we're gonna be there, ma'am.
I don't need that. Okay.
No,
I
have it's not for you. It's not for you. It's for us. Well, shit. Hey, could you put Christina the douche canoe back on?
Okay, the issue here is with coronavirus.
I don't want anything.
It's even worse the situation now. So,
well, you don't have to come out. You know, you don't have to come out.
Listen, Roy, this is my house. This is my property.
But ma'am, you're being a douche canoe.
That's fine. Thank you very much. Same to you, sir.
You're being such a douche canoe. Come on, be a good neighbor. There she goes. I did my best, Benny. But Christina is just not in the mood to talk. Oh, well. Thank you for sending that one in. I have a request from Alex. He says, I saw these two pest control vehicles in neighboring parking lots today. Maybe call them and say the other bought their number. That's from Alexander. And I think he's sent me pest control places before. Or was it trees? No, wait. It was tree service people. I wonder if these guys are going to know each other.
Hello?
Hey there. This is Steve Dave from Verizon Wireless.
Hey.
Hey there. I was just calling to let you know we're swapping your number today. This 5-8 number, we're swapping it with this one that ends in 2-6. You're going to have a different phone number from now on.
No.
Sorry, what? Sir?
Hello?
Hi. You're just kind of mumbling into the phone. You're not really saying anything back to me.
Well, I haven't done anything. I haven't called or anything from Verizon.
Oh, no. We've got this other, this guy in here. He's swapping numbers with you. He's going to give you his old number.
Oh, no. I don't have anyone wanting to swap numbers with me.
Oh, no, he said it. You definitely want to get that done. We're going to give you this number. It's this guy runs a pest control place called and he's going to swap numbers with you.
No, he's not.
Well, no, we've
already asked permission.
We've already started the process. We're swapping your accounts around, so You're going to have his number.
No, you better not be, because no one has permission to do that.
Well, no, he gave us permission. This guy from...
No, he doesn't. He's not the owner of my number. He doesn't own anything I have.
Well, he is now, because we swapped him. We swapped your number with his number. We did it already.
Well, so no one had permission to do it. He doesn't have permission on my account to do it.
Well,
he doesn't belong on my account at all, so he has no permission to be doing
it. We've already done it. So your numbers are all going to this 26 number, and his...
They better not be.
His are coming to your number, the 58 number.
No.
No, we've already done this. We can't switch it back.
Well, you know, yeah, you can. No one has permission.
Well, no, he gave us permission. He gave us a written letter from you.
No, I never sent him a written letter. I've sent no one a written letter.
Well, why would he say that you were doing
this? Someone's scamming you.
No, they're inside of a Verizon Wireless store. They're not scamming us.
Yes, they are. I don't know the person. They're not on any of my accounts.
You've never heard of Gratefully Dead Pest Control?
No, I have not.
Because he says he's affiliated with you, and he has a letter, and it all seems to be on the up. It seems to be on the up and up.
No, I never signed any letters.
His name's
to nobody for nothing.
His name's Ed.
No. Okay. I know, I've heard no one named that.
Well, you're going to have to come into a store and get this all sorted out, you know, just whenever you get a chance. But until then, your number is going to be different. Do you want your new number?
No, I do not. I want this number switched back. You can do that. You better be changed now.
Well, no, I don't even know how to do that because
I've
already, like, it was a clusterfuck just getting this done in the first place. Because, you know,
someone want to take my number? So someone's identified. Bye.
What? What do you mean bye? What? What did he say there at the end? So let's call the other pest control place, who is also with Verizon Wireless, and see if he knows this other guy.
Pest Control, it's Kathy.
Hey, Kathy. This is Steve Dave with Verizon Wireless.
Okay.
I'm calling to let you know we're swapping your number right now. Your new number is going to end with the 58 number.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we're swapping your phone number. So
no, you're not.
Oh, yes, we are. You're not going to have this number anymore, this 26 number.
Who are you?
My name is Steve.
And why are you bothering me?
Well, I'm not trying to bother you, ma'am. I'm just letting you know that we're going to go ahead and make the change right now and to make sure you're aware of it. We're swapping your number with this 3 number. It's in the 702 area code.
I don't live in the 702 area code.
Well, yeah, but that's going to be your number. You don't have to have an area code where you live. It's 2020, so people can pretty much have an area code anywhere they want. All right, she thought I was just telemarketing her, I think, or scamming her or something. Damn it, lady. Thank you, Alexander, for those two numbers. Stupid Kathy. Here is a request from someone named Kane. He yells at me, please try to do ASAP. That's in all caps. He's yelling. It will be perfect, and she already mad about this. A guy in our building named Eos reported us about smoke smell. Also, he put a cross on her car and throw a liquid at our door and trash can. He had a long beard and a long hair like Jesus. Call saying you're him and make her mad and tell her you're going to beat up her boyfriend. Wait, so are you the boyfriend? Is this you? Am I calling your girlfriend? This is very confusing. Maybe it's just a neighbor of yours. I don't know.
Hello.
Hi, Valerica.
Yeah.
It's your neighbor. Look down the way a little bit in the hall. Like, hey, can you put like a towel under your door? I can smell all your weed smoke.
I'm sorry, who is this?
This is Eos. Can you just put a towel under your door? I can smell all the weed smoke.
I'm not even home.
Oh, somebody's in your place. They're smoking weed.
Well, I don't understand how it's coming from my house.
It has to be. Like, that's the only place it could be. I don't know where else it could come from.
Where are you? Down the hall?
Yeah. Can you just admit that it's you, that you're in there smoking weed right now, and please put a towel at the door?
I'm literally not home.
It kind of seems like it's
like
you.
I went home. Okay. Like, I don't know how you're accusing me. I don't even know how you have my number.
Well, this sounds like you're lying.
Who is this?
This is Eos.
Eos, like, who is this? What's your name?
I just told you. My name's Eos.
Eo?
Yeah, Eos. I'm sorry I don't have a nice English name like yours.
Okay, I don't know why you're being rude or disrespectful or why you have my number. So.
Okay, well, no, I was hoping you could just kind of keep it down with the weed smoke. Please. Ma'am.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hello.
Hey.
Yeah, what do you... How you got this number?
Look, I know you guys are in there smoking weed. Can you please just put a towel under the door? That's all I ask. I don't want to smell it.
I'm asking what?
I'm a Christian.
All right, what house are you?
I'm the same one as you. I'm just, you know, I'm just like right next to you.
I don't know who you are, and I'm not home right now. So
how come you had a man's voice there for a second?
Because I'm with someone. Like, why is this your business? Like, why are you calling me? I'm not smoking. I'm not doing anything. I don't care to argue with you.
I can smell your damn weed smoke. I know she didn't deny that you smoke weed. Like a hooligan.
I can do what I want, but I'm not doing it here, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you're obviously not a Christian if you're smoking weed. You're a damn hooligan.
You want to come to my house?
Couple hooligans over there smoking weed.
Who is this? What's your name?
I told you like a billion times now. My name's Eos, motherfucker. Just please stop smoking weed in there.
Hey, you want to come? You want to come outside?
No, I don't want to. So suddenly you're home. I can come outside because you're home. That's weird. She said you weren't home.
Oh my god!
Bullshit!
Who is this?
Why is she saying "Oh my god" like that?
You sound like a scrawny ass man.
I sound like a what?
A scrawny ass.
How
lady
do you have my
oh, okay.
number?
I can't tell what you sound like because your phone sounds like ass.
Who is this? Like, this isn't Eos. Who is this?
I bet you probably got like a cricket phone or something. Can't even understand you guys.
Where are you right now? What apartment?
I don't have to tell you what apartment I'm in. Just look. I know you didn't just pull up.
Calling my phone. Just, what are you talking about? Just, you're calling my phone.
Why
are
you
threatening
go out? I didn't threaten shit. Just go outside when you smoke weed, like a civilized person.
No one's smoking weed. I was literally sleeping, and you're like calling my phone.
Oh, so now you were home and you were sleeping.
I don't have to tell you about my whereabouts. I was literally just sleeping, and you're calling me and harassing me right now.
I'm not harassing you. I'm just asking you to please put a towel under the door or go outside or something, motherfucker.
You literally just called me a... Okay, you're literally calling me a motherfucker. You're telling me that I have a cricket phone, and you're literally threatening me and stuff, so I don't...
I did not threaten
really
you once. I didn't
I'm
say anything threatening.
Little, I'm literally a small girl, and I don't need a man calling me, like,
okay,
threatening
well,
me
you know
and
what?
Saying all this stuff to me.
You say,
I don't even know how you have my number, and you're obviously, like, stalking me or something.
You say literally too, way too much. Cut that out.
Well, I literally need you to stop calling my fucking phone, because I don't know who you are.
I literally need you to stop saying the word literally. It's really getting on my nerves. That's worse than the weed smoke.
What are you gonna do?
I'm not gonna do it.
What are you gonna do?
I'm gonna call you and ask you to please not do that anymore.
Okay. How'd you get my number?
What's gonna happen if we don't, sir?
I looked in the telephone book. You know, they deliver the telephone book to us, and you're in the phone book.
Okay. Well, don't call me again.
You please not smoke weed again? Like, can you just not smoke weed anymore? Just be a upstanding person and not such a hooligan?
No one's being a hooligan. Many people live in this hallway, and the fact that you're accusing me, it makes no sense. I was literally sleeping. So
literally? You were literally sleeping?
Yep, I was literally just sleeping.
Whoa, that's crazy. So who's the tough guy? Can you tell him to shut the fuck up?
How old are you? Like, just tell me how old
you are. Hey, where are you?
I'm 47.
Like, okay.
I'm going to come outside right now.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
You're too much of a pussy to come outside.
Okay, I'll be here. I will be your ass right now.
You know what? If I see you outside, I'm going to go over there and I'm going to kiss you on the lips.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And you know what else?
Yeah.
I think you're just bored. I think you're just bored right now.
Oh, I'm not bored. To be honest, yourself. I'm a little bit high because of all the weed smoke coming from out of your apartment.
And no one is smoking weed. Like, I'm actually being serious. Like, I was actually sleeping. So you're honestly confusing me.
Can you tell that guy?
Like, I was only, like, egging this on. And, like,
so you
it was
can
just
trace
funny,
the call. Hey, kind of look, tell that guy that when I see him out there, I'm going to brush his hair.
Okay. Well, good luck with that. I really think that's going to turn out well.
You could smell it. You would come outside.
Oh,
that'd be scary.
I'm going to smell your hair, and I'm going to brush all the tangles out of it. I'm gonna put some of that detangling spritz stuff on your hair. I'm gonna brush it all out.
Well, just come outside.
Oh, I will. I'm bringing my hairbrush and my bottle of anti-tangling.
Just come outside.
I will. I'm gonna go find my hairbrush and my bottle of hair detangler.
Do you know what we look like?
Of course I do. I'm your neighbor.
All right, then what do we look like?
Well, I'll see you when I get out there.
Stop studying.
You know what?
Are you the guy that lives right next to us?
You have long hair?
Maybe. Maybe I do. Maybe I don't. You know what? I'm going to bring some unflattering color of fingernail polish, and I'm going to do your fingernails.
I think it's that guy.
What guy?
I don't know. He's being scared.
I'm not
come
being
outside,
scary. Yeah. I just said I want to do your fingernails. I
want to
paint.
You want me to come to your door?
No, don't come to my door.
Why?
Keep your weed smell away from me.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, God.
All right, I want to see you right now.
Okay.
Okay. You sound like a little pussy.
Uh-uh. You're a pussy. Take it back.
All right.
I love you.
I love you too, but I love you more if you come outside.
Thanks. You're the best.
All right, come outside, please.
Maybe.
So I can kick your ass.
I already know who this is.
I'm going to peek at you from the curtains. I'm going to peek at you from my curtains.
Yes, it's that guy right there.
Are you right next to us?
Don't you always say hi to us?
No. You've got me mistaken with somebody else.
No.
Oh, yeah?
I don't. I know exactly.
Please come outside.
You're
being scary.
I'm not. Quit saying I'm being scary. I'm not trying to be scary, weirdo.
I mean, you're not coming outside.
Are you like 30 years old and you have like brown hair, kind of?
Like, and I look like Jesus?
No. Oh, that's who you are?
No, I'm not that guy either. No, you got me mistaken with somebody else.
That's why you don't walk by our house no more? You're scared?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No, this isn't that guy.
Yeah, I'm not that guy, idiot.
He's not that Jesus-looking guy.
Just come outside, please. I would love
Wait,
that.
Which
I'm trying to find my bottle of detangler, and then I'll be out.
Scared. It has to be that guy.
Nah,
it has to be like, is that really a sentence?
Shut up!
now you're laughing.
Look,
he's bored.
Listen here, pal. You need to teach that girl the proper use of the word literally. Teacher, you know what? Exactly. I'm going to come out there and I'm going to teach you English.
Alright, I'm outside right now. All
right.
Bring my dog.
I'm going to bring my dictionary and my thesaurus. Scare tactics.
All right, that's all right.
I'll see you.
I'll see you soon. Outside, so. All right, I'm coming to your door right now.
No, all don't
right.
don't come to my door. You don't know who I am.
I'm gonna slap you like a little bitch.
Okay.
All right.
I love you.
All
I love you too. I'll see you in a second.
All right, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye. Hang up. Hang up the phone. Hang it up. You hang up that phone. Well,
hello.
Hey, hang up the phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to get your IP address right now.
Off of a phone call? That's not how phones work.
No, off my computer.
What? I don't even have the internet. I'm a Christian.
Okay.
All right, I'm hanging up the phone. I don't want to get backtraced with my IP. Bye. All right, I hung up the phone. That was getting scary. Thanks for that one, Kane. I don't know what the hell all that was, because your sentence structure skills are about the same as Velarica's, I think. Sorry, I shouldn't be a dick about your submission. Thank you for that. That was fun. That was weird. And that is also officially the very last call of today. I'm tired of doing calls. Here's some voicemails.
Yo, Brad, it's your weather god, Dan, here from Poughkeepsie. I'd just like to tell you that I really like your show, and I forecast you to do more prank call show. By the way, when you prank call me, I set you up for a prank call for me. I hope you enjoy that.
Yeah.
And you have a good day.
Quit setting me up. What do you think of that voicemail, sir?
I don't know. What do you think about it?
It was okay. I'd rate it a 6 out of 10 as far as voicemails go.
Yeah. You know what?
What?
I'd like to meet you in person instead of over the phone all without damn time, you know?
No, I live in Roy, New Mexico. They're, like, you're way too far away from me.
Oh, well, you could send me a plane ticket or a bus ticket. I'd come over there, you know?
Yeah, that sounds fun. Let's do that. Let's have a play date.
Yeah, let's do that. All right.
Voicemail number two.
Hey, Brad. This is Ian. First time calling, but you don't give a shit about that.
It's Ian.
I'm just kind of calling to figure out how the, like, 24/7, like, TLA stream, like, how the episode rotation works.
Ian, you made him hang up. I should just go ahead and explain that guy right now for those of you who don't know who that is. So I did all of my prank calls today. I did those first. I have not edited them yet at this point. I'm going to be doing that next. But then after I did all the prank calls, I recorded the intro with that guy, and then I hung up with him, and then I called him back and asked him if he'd like to do voicemails, and he said okay. He gave us permission to call him back, I think last night or the night before or something, wherever they were calling him. I think I'm probably thinking of Daisy's show on Monday that I did with her. But Devin gave me his number. I decided to give him a call and see if he'd do an intro with me. And he did. He did the intro with me, and I kind of enjoyed it. So that's what that was all about. I don't remember whose show he was called on originally, but he said he's been getting calls forever. So maybe he uses Tradio Swap Shop a lot. I think that's where he originally came from. And they seem to get pranked a lot, not just by us, but by other people, too. So he's from Devin's show, maybe from Daisy's show. I'm pretty sure he was on the Daisy show that I was on Monday, which has still not been posted, so I can't link you to it. But be sure to someday find the Daisy show from March 23rd, 2020. I was on there. We had a lot of fun. And that guy that just hung up, he was also on Dragonmere's show last night. I mean, Wasted Memories show. Sorry, every show seems like Dragonmere's show. Because he's on every goddamn show. All right, sorry, Ian. That guy interrupted you. Let me rewind your voicemail just a little bit.
Like how the episode rotation works.
Yeah.
Because I've had quite a few
PLA
repeat
stream
episodes. I've listened to the Nick Caesar. The Nick Caesar, like, help is the fundraiser episode where you have to trying to raise money to help Nick Caesar's dog.
Yeah.
If you remember that.
What's wrong with that one? Hearing that one over and over. Do you hate Nick Caesar? Is that the problem? What do you hate Nick Caesar for?
That's played like at least twice already.
What time period?
How often like new episodes are added to the rotation or just however all that works. So, have a nice day.
Yeah, I really should update that. I think it may have been close to a year since I've updated all of the songs that play on the PLA stream. And they're supposed to be randomized, but I've noticed, and a lot of other people have noticed, that things aren't too random with them. They could be a little bit better as far as being random goes. And I'm looking at it right now. It says the playback order is random. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to change it to sequential. I kind of thought I'd done this before already. But that way, every show will have to play in order. It'll be less random now. If anyone else has a problem with this, just let me know if you hate it. But that's what I just did. I just changed it to sequential order. It's no longer random. That's how I have it on the Snowplow show, too. Yeah, I had to look at these settings and look into some things, because I'm seeing some numbers that aren't the best idea. Like Brad's Cactus Shack has a better playback weight than the Snowplow. Does that mean it's playing Brad's Cactus Shack all the time? We don't want that. There's only so many Brad's Cactus Shacks. Wait, no, I was wrong about it. Okay, I'm going to stop playing with this. Thank you, Ian, for the voicemail. I may have just did something to make it better, but maybe I made it worse. Who knows?
Hey, Brad. Death in Reality calling from Colorado. I was listening to you on the Devin Anistart show. There's a whole bunch of people on there that night. But one of the things that really stuck out to me was your post-prank call survey that you conducted from the corporate office.
Oh, that was actually Daisy's show. Mixler was fucking up, so Daisy's Mixler was broken, but Devin still worked. That was on Monday. Once again, you guys, try to find the Daisy show from this past Monday on the 23rd, because I remember we had a lot of fun on that. But sorry, Effin' Reality, I didn't mean to interrupt.
Well, you called... Well, I don't think you called him back, but I think you just kind of hopped on the line after the prank call and asked them all those questions. It was great.
Yes, I
did. The possibilities of this on the Snowplow show seem endless to me, and I would like to see it incorporated going forward.
Yes, sir.
You have your orders. You can now ignore them, or whatever you do with
them. I should have done that today.
Bye. Cactus.
And that's a good way to let people know that it was a prank. So what he's talking about is, I think after Dragonmere and somebody else pranked somebody on Daisy's show, they brought me in, and I said, hey, this is Brad from the prank call corporate office. I would like to do a survey with you to find out your opinion of the prank call that was just made to you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how would you rate the prank call? And these people answered all of my questions and seemed to take me seriously. It was super dumb, but it was fun, and I should do that more often. Be from the prank call corporate office and do a survey.
Hi, Roy. It's Bottle Winker 34.
Hey.
Kind of sad because we're all going to die soon from the cornholio virus.
Yeah.
And,
but you know what? We had a good life, didn't we? We had a good run. We can't really complain, can
you? Life is short, and I want to propose to you. Bradley Carter, would you do me the honors of coming to my circle jerk the next time you're in Omaha?
Okay.
Because life is full of beginnings and endings, and might as well be a happy one, a happy ending.
That's right. I agree. I will totally be at your next circle jerk, assuming I don't die. But I probably will. Oh, well.
Hey, Roy, this is Jimmy from the kitchen, New York.
Hey.
I just want to know, you need to do more of those bank loan episodes and more yard sale episodes also, those old episodes.
Yeah, more bank loan episodes and yard sales. That's what I'll do. I got to wait for summer for the yard sales, though.
Hey, Brad, it's me, Tom from Ohio. I was just calling. I had a question. I'm a YouTube user. I know you don't like us YouTube users because you prefer us get it from other places.
But I don't mind.
How do I support you on the YouTube? I know that you said something about
it's very easy.
Do something on the main channel, the Phone Losers channel, not the Snowplow channel. If you could elaborate a little bit more, I'd greatly appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
I would love to elaborate on how to give me more money. The best way to do it is to go to patreon.com/phonelosers and just support the show that way, because that way you don't have to deal with YouTube. You can use any podcast app and it just beeps your phone, lets you know new episodes out. It downloads it ahead of time. I would do that. Use Patreon. But if you want to do YouTube, it's youtube.com/phonelosersofamerica, and you just click on the join button underneath any video on that channel and you'll get all of the hobosodes there. It's pretty easy. The reason I prefer the podcast thing over the YouTube thing, or the Patreon over the YouTube, is mainly just because I have to edit stuff out of YouTube so YouTube doesn't punish me. You know, I can't play all of the music in YouTube. It's just a better experience if you're listening audio only. But do whichever one you're most happy with.
Hey, Brad. It's Ben in Alabama. Keep doing good things. Bye.
Okay. I will keep doing good things.
Brad Carter, hello.
This is Kevin Nealon.
Oh, my God.
You might remember
Kevin Nealon.
Saturday Night Live and other Hollywood movies.
I love your hiking show on YouTube.
Congratulations on being a winner. Day in, day out, you deliver.
Thanks, Kevin Nealon.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, sure. You too. All right, one last voicemail.
Brad, it's Big Moise.
Hey, Big Moise.
I thought it was funny when that lady was talking with her husband in the car, and she was like, well, maybe you're just a shithead. And you're like, ooh, nice comeback, woman. And she was just all quiet, yeah. And her and the husband were just like, that was kind of misogynist. Like, and she said it was very rude of you to say that, but like her calling you a shithead wasn't rude. Anyways, that was great.
Yeah, no shit. Why didn't I bring that up? She's calling me a shithead. I should be able to say whatever I want to her.
And also, what are you doing different now that this whole pandemic thing is going around? Like, I know you're always at home because that's what you do, right? But, like, do you normally go to the store
not
a lot?
Always at home.
Go to, I don't know, GameStop, whatever. I was wondering, like, what's changing
with
you?
Go to GameStop? It's 2020. How are they even still in business?
On a daily basis with this whole stuff. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Yeah, I'm not changing a whole lot around. You know, I try to get outside every day. And, like, walk to the post office. That's, like, a daily thing for me. Walking to the post office, walking to lunch, going to thrift stores is a regular thing for me. Because I love thrift store shit. But other than that, no, I'm just pretty much hanging around the house. And when I do go out, I am definitely not touching things as much as I was before. I'm opening doors with the sleeve of my hoodie. And washing my hands before I go out and when I get home. And not going to as many orgies. I've pretty much completely stopped on having orgies since the whole state lockdown thing happened. You know, just to be safe. No orgies for me, no glory holes, no hanging out at rest stops anymore. I did go to the beach last week. I did prank calls on the beach, which was a couple hobo-sodes ago. And then 2 days later, I see this article online about people in Oregon all going to the beach and ignoring the stay-at-home orders. But I was secluded on that beach. But by the time I left that beach, it was really packed over there by the entrance. Just a bunch of kids and families running around all over the place. They weren't hanging out in the middle of the beach by themselves like me, making prank calls like a sensible person. So I guess I can't go to the beach anymore. Since the governor has ordered us to all stay inside. I went outside today for the first time in 2 days, though. And I went to the post office and I went to 7-Eleven. I stocked up on drinks and bread and milk and all that stuff. I haven't been to any grocery stores in a couple of weeks. I haven't bought toilet paper since February. I'm not a toilet paper hoarder. If they do some aerial scanning of my house, they will not find a bunch of toilet paper in my house. I'm not one of those people. So yeah, that's about all that's happening around here. Not much change. All right, I'm going to end the show because I have to do a bunch of editing. And it is now, oh man, I'm not going to get this put out tonight, am I? Because Devin's show starts in 15 minutes from now. She does Wednesday nights on Mixler.com/DevinAnastart. And I will probably try to edit while I listen to her. But maybe instead I'll just not edit and play GTA and listen to Devin's show. If this show doesn't come out until Thursday morning, then you can blame Devin for that. Thanks a lot, Devin. For making the show a day late. I mean, it's kind of my fault because I didn't get started doing prank calls until in the afternoon. But let's just blame that on the least creative, Lushkin, another prank call show, Tokius Pocus, and Benjamin P. Those are the sponsors of today's show. Please join the Patreon or the YouTube or whatever else to support the show if you can. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm going to end today's show with another song that I found. It is by Pat D, and it's called Inspector Ratchet. Helicopter Patterns. Thanks for this one, Pat B.
The bully boy is from the black. Unicorns can come down to your door if they choose to.
Yeah, that's happened. I've heard of it.
Yeah. Believe it. I mean, I see the flights of three helicopters come over, and some are looking for fields of wacky weed.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Where did you decide it that G-R-E-G-G was pronounced Grega?